So Ryan, what's your take on this weekend?
I mean, obviously disappointing tonight. You know, that's basically the bottom 10 minutes of the second period cost us, you know, but you look back, we gave up a power play goal, and then that one that bounces off the backboards and bounces right on a guy's stick in front, you know, there's nothing you can do about that. But I mean, we battled back. We played hard for 11 minutes. I thought we were dominant, and then we spent the next freaking 8 minutes on the penalty kill.
Frustrating?
Very frustrating. Very frustrating. It's very frustrating. We had the same, you know, we faced the same situation, I'll call it, in Manchester the weekend before, where we were killing all night. And I felt tonight it would have been nice to see the guys decide the game. But to finish a game that way, you know, you battle back and you finish the last, whatever, 4, 5, 6 minutes on the kill, it's frustrating. Very frustrating. But overall, I thought it was, we had good spells and bad spells, and, you know, but definitely. Definitely not concerned about where we're at tonight. I think on another night with another bounce, we could have gone the other way.
Do you feel like you're over that hump, that difficult start to the season, and things are now starting to look as you would wish on the ice?
We're playing better, yeah. I mean, take tonight. We've gone into, you know, we played Nottingham, we played in Cardiff, we played in Sheffield. So, you know, it's not the amount of losses you have to look at. It's where we've been. We've been in some tough buildings. But I thought tonight we had every chance to win that game. Mm-hmm. Frustrated, disappointed at the end result and how it happened. But I think our guys grew tonight. I think we learned a little bit more about ourselves. I think, we showed when we turn up to our level, when we play to our level, we're very, very good. And we did that, and we were allowed to do that for 11 minutes tonight in the third.
Matt Becker has had a wonderful couple of weeks, 10 days or so. What is he doing right for you at the moment?
He's a skilled player. You know, we put him in good spots, and that line of Pitt and Ulmer, they're dangerous offensively. You know, we want them to be tighter defensively, but they're providing goals right now. And like I said, they've been found a nice partnership, that trio, and we've been on the scoreboard more times than not. Beck's, like I said, it kind of reminds me of a Joey Talbot in a way, the way he kind of plays. And don't notice him all the time out there, but when he's on the puck, he's dangerous and he makes a lot happen.
Another player I've got to mention at this stage, Craig Peacock. He was one of the players that allowed you to change the way you use your lineup in the summer. Is he starting to hit his stride now? A goal in Sheffield, what does that do for him?
Yeah, Peaks is pretty solid for us. You know, he plays in all situations. He's he can play, you know, like I said, he can play left or right, which is nice. And, you know, as the season goes on, you shift your lineups around quite a bit. So, like I said, I'm happy to have Peaks. I'm getting, you know, what I expected out of him and a bit more. And I thought he was, I think he's only going to get better and better.